Cherokee. Start the year off right. See your Jeep dealer for incredible savings on Jeep vehicles. Bonus cash and financing for qualified buyers when financed through Chrysler Financial. Not all buyers will qualify. Jeep is a registered trademark of Daimler Chrysler.
The bus pulled into the local high school. I had a few questions. Who hates to get punished by their teachers for talking too much in class? Well, you shouldn't talk in class, but who hates to get punished by their parents for talking too much on your wireless phone? Well, relax, because Sprint got rid of ugly overages.
Protect your family from ugly overages. Now, 100 extra minutes only cost $5. Other plans charge at least $35, and unlimited Sprint PCS to PCS calling is included.
So, kids, start talking.
Sprint PCS. Now that's better.
Offer ends February 13th, 2005. Requires two-year agreement per line and preferred credit. Taxes and Sprint surcharges excluded. Activation and termination fees apply. See store for details.
The Don and Mike Show. WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, everyone, here comes the cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pa. Happy birthday to you.
Hey!
Boys, I just don't know what to say. I'm overwhelmed. This is what all the secrecy was about.
We've been planning it for weeks, Pa.
Took a little bit of doing, too, Pa.
Well, I appreciate it. Why this particular day?
Because it's your birthday.
Oh, Adam, we all know my birth records were lost. I've never known my birth date.
Well, we do now. Took a lot of letter writing, but we finally traced the daughter of your old family minister, who had recorded it also.
That's wonderful. And real thoughtful of you, fellas. I've always missed having a regular birthday. How old am I?
Oh, you'd be surprised, Pa.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Fellas, how about a song in honor of Pa?
Now, wait a minute. Now, there's something I'd like to say. Well, maybe I can say it best in this song.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Giving all your love to just one man.
And it'll happen again for months and months and months. The Don and Mike Show.
And welcome, everybody, to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK, leading up to... Oh, yeah! Leading up to Don and Mike, live, at 3 o'clock. That's right. Your patience and persistence has paid off. Don and Mike are here today live. I saw Don down the hallway getting ready for the show. That's right, he's getting ready for the show. He's taking a shower. Anyway, Don and Mike live at 3 o'clock. But until then, I'm your host, Artinger here, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this gorgeous Monday afternoon. And it's even more gorgeous because Don and Mike are live here today. Hey, did you hear that laugh fest called Bill O'Reilly Show today? Bill's got his dander up over the Randy Moss incident yesterday in the playoff game. But what I'm here to tell you today is that regardless of Randy Moss, America needs to get its collective sense of humor back, and it's going to get back to you today at 3 o'clock when Don and Mike arrive in the studio for you. Now, let's get into the best of, because I did mention that we are doing best of till 3. Let's get right into it. Last week, Don was going to Las Vegas, and his brother Jim got married, so it's a follow-up. Don had problems leaving Las Vegas. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
You would have been out of your mind.
And I mean you, the listeners.
Yes. You would have hated me more than you've ever hated me.
If the show would have started today and Mike would have said, Don's not here because the plane didn't leave Las Vegas.
Had a little tough time getting home, did you?
Yep.
Oh, dear. I've been there.
Yeah. Last night.
What's with that airport? I've had problems getting home. Huh?
Great airport.
Or, no, you know what?
McCarran Airport in Las Vegas?
I think we're talking great airline.
Well, let's mention them by name, Mike.
Yeah, I see no reason not to.
America West.
I've had three different times when I've had planes canceled on America
West. And I'll tell you why, that they said yesterday after we got done waiting, I think we're entering the sixth hour of waiting for the plane to arrive, past the time that the plane was supposed to take off. We're still waiting for the plane to arrive from San Jose.
Yeah.
And they
couldn't find a way.
They announced that if you wanted to send them an email, that you could send them an email to tell them about, you know, that you didn't have a great experience.
Oh, yeah, and that's their big thing. And then they just put those in one giant trash heap. They file
so
them.
Don't forget how they referred to the plane.
How?
You told me this last night. If you would, it's looking like before too long, the broken plane will arrive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, me
the broken
so,
plane?
Me,
that's encouraging.
Hold on. Me so tired. let me just say, our plane arrived in Baltimore this morning. And incidentally, when you live in the Washington area, always make it BWI.
that helps when you get home.
That's my own fault.
I could have sworn you were flying into Dulles.
Although I was trying to fly into any airport last
sure,
night,
right.
The plane when it arrived at 4:30 this morning, and I was screaming at my wife outside.
Not intended originally to be a red eye flight that you were going to take.
Oh no, it was supposed to arrive at 11:01 p.m.
Sure,
yeah. That's their motto: always a chance of a red eye.
Sure.
So last night, here's the deal: they get on and they say the airplane from San Jose, it's broken. A lady actually gets on, and Rob, I was on the phone with Rob while they're making this announcement.
Confidence instilling.
The plane is broken. So while we're waiting, we're trying now to rebook to get on other flights. And there are no other flights to Washington, D.C. There are no, I mean, we could go to Chicago and get a flight in Chicago, but we would get nothing here that would get us in time for the show today to get me in time for work.
Right.
So I called I called Mike last night, and I called Rob, and I said, hey.
I said, hey, there's a chance you might not do the show. And I said, oh, no problem.
I would be glad to come in here
and
do
it. I'm not going to discuss that.
I was not exactly receptive.
But no, this is not the point of me bringing this. The point is how absolutely embarrassed I would be. And I was sitting there with Frieda last night saying, out of all the airlines, you mean to tell me that this was now 7 o'clock Las Vegas time last night, so it was 10 o'clock East Coast time. There's not a flight that could get us out of this city to any of the three major airports served in Washington, D.C. Well, there are, but there are no seats available on those flights.
It's Vegas, baby.
The good people at America West said, if, in fact, the plane doesn't arrive from San Jose, we can rebook you on the same flight tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful.
I said, well, that's great. That
tomorrow
flight,
night.
That flight leaves Las Vegas about 4 hours from right now.
Right.
So that would mean that today I would be on the... And now who wouldn't hate me?
Was that originally the airline you booked, or were you on good friends at United?
No, that was not it. Mike, and I'm sad to say, United no longer a part of my life simply because of Ted. I don't like the fact that United has become Ted.
Well, I think you learned your lesson then, because you should ignore Ted, and they still manage to, I think, have a pretty good record. I mean, there are people that I talk to that have problems with United.
Well,
but America West, we've had, haven't we as a team had problems with America West?
Yeah, I have a problem staying awake because the seats are so comfy.
But they fly direct, and, you know, this crap happens. But it was, it was in the airport last night. Out of my mind, you know, doing the thing where you're sleeping on
the
floor.
You're going to get an ulcer with your turnaround times as far as the show. But you would think with Las Vegas, leaving the day before, having roughly, 16, 17 hours to get back home, that you wouldn't have this ulcerated, but thanks to America West.
Yeah, thank you, America West. And they said, send them an email by saying, why should I? I was on your flight that was supposed to leave yesterday at 3 o'clock, which ended up leaving at 8:30. You bastards. You bastard, you cheap bastard.
Did you fly? Did you have the privilege of flying on the broken plane?
Yeah, and now, I know you will not believe this. And I know that there are people who were on this flight yesterday, the last flight out of Las Vegas to Baltimore, the one that was supposed to arrive at 11 that arrived at 4 a.m., 4:30 a.m. You tell me, call in this show today if you were on that flight, because there was something that they were doing with the wing as we were watching, as we were getting ready to board the plane. Oh, I will not tell you. You know what I will do? I will write it down.
Did it involve duct tape?
Was it that guy from the Twilight Zone episode?
Hold on. I want to hear what it is.
Hold on. Buzz, you got
it. Oh, my God.
They were rapping. I am not kidding. I swear to God.
I'm turning around.
Because
wow.
This
I'm not getting on the plane.
You know, if this is not true, they could sue me for liable. But it's true. They were fixing the wing, some piece of mechanical stuff, some piece of equipment.
My God.
And one by one, the word started spreading. Oh, look, the mechanics are out there with duct tape. Now you have the 200 people that have been waiting now for this flight that we've been waiting 6 hours. You know, mm-hmm. It's been 6 hours past the time it's supposed to take off. The plane is finally here, and we're like, hey. And then someone says, look what they're doing to the wing. It's duct tape.
Oh, God.
And it did stop some people from getting on the flight. There were some people that said...
You wouldn't... Boy, I'd tell you, I'd get a little nervous.
Screw it.
I'm not supposed to do that.
Screw it. I'm spending the night in Las
Vegas.
Doesn't
sound right.
But I knew that, you know, that wouldn't... That just wouldn't fly, right?
Right.
That's not, you know, pun intended. That you know, you got to be here. You got to show show up for work. And it's Las Vegas, baby. And so what if we got it at 4:30? I mean, 4:30 in the morning... Hey, even in Dallas, our show's not on at 4:30 in the morning.
No. And what I said to you is that when I found out that you went to Baltimore, I said, well, then if you got in at 4:30 and were getting your car, then you had the pleasure of experiencing rush hour, morning rush hour.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thank wow. you.
And
thank
added,
you, American.
An added bonus.
Oh, you know who you are today? Today you are the golden boy.
Yeah.
I don't think you come in for an overnight flight and still hit rush hour. It doesn't get much better than that.
It's lucky. Yeah.
It is lucky.
We should call him lucky.
You're living good. But listen, it was a great weekend in Las Vegas. We were there, I think, good. An actual time, like something like 20 hours, with my brother's wedding, much of which was recorded right here on my wife's handy-dandy Radio Shack cassette tape.
There is a taped record of it.
There is, but I have so much to tell you, and I want to call my brother. I'm going to have to tell you.
Is he happy? Is he? That's the only. Just before you go into the details, is he happy?
Define happy.
Okay. I'm not asking.
I'm kidding.
And I don't want to split hairs, but I've heard the tape. And is that a wedding or a wedding?
So nervous am I today, not only being sleep deprived.
So nervous am I.
But
I am.
My brother's in-laws are listening to this show for the first time ever.
Oh. Hey, that's very exciting. Where are they listening to us?
I imagine either in Las Vegas.
Because they're all still there, right?
Yeah, they're there. Mm-hmm. But her parents, my brother's wife, Marnie, her parents, they live up in Northern California.
In the Sacramento area.
Well, close enough, Mike.
Very good.
In rain.
You must be thrilled.
I am, and it was Jesus. Let me just say.
Jesus Christ.
What a weekend. And incidentally.
Jesus Christ.
Where were you in that airport yesterday? I was calling your name out.
Jesus Christ.
You were invoking his name?
I must have called. I said, hey. If there is a God. Please allow this plane to arrive, because if this plane doesn't arrive, I'm going to miss the show tomorrow, and I'm going to be the biggest schmuck in the world. And then, plane arrived. Except guess what? Duct tape on the wing.
Wow. When the plane arrived, did they know that it was broken, or?
Yeah, well, no, they had said that there had been a mechanical problem with the plane leaving San Jose.
God.
That was going to...
They made a broken plane announcement.
And then the lady... The lady really got on and said, great news, the broken plane is on its way here.
Jeez.
And then they made the announcement about if you were mad, you could email America West. Uh-huh. And that they really wanted to give everybody on the airplane a free sandwich or an apple.
Oh, that's nice.
An apple!
However...
Wow!
However, and you know, they had to make this announcement over this thing, over the PA thing.
Right.
And
he can't hear.
Do we still have that
megaphone? The megaphone?
There? You got it. It's in the other room. Never mind, because it'll be wasted.
He's going to get it now. You know.
I know he's going
to
get
it. He's expending the energy. He's burning the calories to go get it. He's doing the work.
The poor guy behind the counter at America West.
He loves the siren.
It is a great siren.
All right, hold on.
So this guy goes,
attention all passengers are on flight 776 to Baltimore. Well, as you can see, the plane is here. We should be taking off within the hour. And I know that we had told you that we wanted to offer you some complimentary sandwiches and apples. However, here in America West, the food catering is done by another company. Therefore, our offer of free sandwiches and apples, I am sorry to tell you that the sandwiches are $5.50.
Oh, my God.
And the apples are 1 cent. However, we do have some Diet Pepsis and some bottled water in limited quantity right up here. First come, first serve.
Stampede?
Absolutely. You would have thought the guy said,
we are giving away sticks of gold right now, right up here, right now.
Oh, man.
Keep in mind, and of course, you have your Taco Bell right around the corner. You have your Burger King. You have your Fox Sports Bar. You got a million places.
You're just steps away from a beverage that would cost you a dollar.
Yeah, right. But anyway, at America West, they care.
Yeah.
They care. I don't know what was going on. Here's
Broken plane.
Here's the thing. This is too much for me to try to digest and spit out to you on a radio show. The emotions going with a cross-country trip with my wife, going to see my brother, who I've not physically seen for 8 years.
Wow.
Marrying a woman who I've...
You haven't seen Jimmy in almost 10 years?
Mm-mm.
Didn't realize.
Wow. Right. I mean, you know, we talk, and there have been times that he's driven through this area, and we've not been here. It just, you know...
Yep.
He's a truck driver. I'm a DJ.
Right.
So... the first thing that they called, oh, hold on, let me do this chronologically. There was a guy on the plane. Now, this is Saturday morning. Also, America West, no problem with this. I only mention this because maybe the guy's listening to the show because the flight was out of Baltimore.
Okay.
And I know we got a lot of listeners in Baltimore.
Live 105.
And speaking of that, I am amazed that we have like, what is it, like a 2 share in Las Vegas?
Yeah. Did you encounter any of the passionate listeners?
Many, and some of them
people
are on,
go nuts for the show out there.
Some of them are on this tape that my wife was talking to people.
Excellent.
With. Anyway, so I mentioned this. Maybe somebody on the plane heard the guy. It was a guy. He was sitting behind me and my wife, and he was a single guy, and he was sitting next to a woman. And once the flight started, before we even took off, the flight left very early on Saturday morning, 7 a.m. Takeoff. The guy was nonstop chatting, and I
on the sitting in back of you.
Yeah, just talking to this woman next to him. And I said to Frida, I said, you know what? I bet that guy's like Mike. I bet that guy. And Frida is a nervous flyer. She had a drink, so I had a drink because what the hell?
Right.
It's a wedding.
Wait, hold on a second. I mean, I know you're tired and all that, and I'm certainly going to give you a hard time or argue with you, but the guy that was chatting was like, because you thought he might have been a little looped?
Yes, because, and that's the only reason.
You know, during takeoff, you know how I am, right? You remember how I am, right? I mean, I like silence. I like silence.
No,
and once we get airborne and I'm calm,
but I also
then I'll
know
start talking because of the booze.
That a lot of times, though, that you're because you're nervous, you get tanked up before we get on the plane.
Yeah.
So I thought this is how this guy's, this has got to be the only reason this guy is just
loud.
On and on and saying nothing offensive. Everybody's
right.
Saying, so what do you do? Yeah, well, I'm a contractor here in the Baltimore area.
Gabber.
For most of my life, it's a convention. Actually.
There have been times when I've done that on a plane, and Don will be in the seats in front of us, and he'll get up to use the facilities, and I'll be having a really, like, animated conversation with a guy that I'm getting along with really well, or a lady that I'm getting along with, and Don will come back and give me a look from the bathroom, just kind of look and just shake his head.
This guy, as it turns out, not alcohol-fueled.
Oh, well, that's not good.
It's a 5.5 hour flight, and the guy the whole time just nonstop with the talking.
Loves to talk.
So I noticed an hour into the flight, the woman next to him, she pulls a trick where I can tell she's not really sleeping. She put the headphones on, and I can see her looking out the window, but she's got her head turned to this guy so that he can't talk to her. So now he puts his headphones on to watch. They're showing Friends. And this is all I'm hearing.
Air travel in America.
I swear, this is all I'm hearing. Ha 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 ha! Oh ho ho!
So you're basically getting the movie theater experience on the plane.
Oh! Yes, right! Monica, yeah! I mean, the guy's making comments like this, and I'm not saying anything to him because it's a fight.
Is he sounding like he wants to share?
He's just so stupidly happy he's enjoying himself. Here is where...
Talk to the TV.
Here's where I lost it with him. Here is where I lost it.
Type of guy that likes to hit you and point.
Look at him! They get done showing Friends and showing the movie, and they get done with their dumb America West hidden video show, which he also loved.
Mm-hmm.
And then they run You know, like in the movie theater where they run the trivia for idiots?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well,
and he yelled it out.
For the last half hour of the flight, they're running trivia right. on the monitors.
Right.
There's no sound. And for instance, here's, I'll give you a sample as to the
IQ. Real brain teaser?
The IQ required.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This city is known as the City of Lights. A, Rome. B, Paris. C, Moscow. D, New York. For each of these questions, which were about this stuff, this guy would immediately size it up and out loud would go, gotta be D, gotta be D. And then like when it wasn't D, when they would take away Rome, right. he would go, either A or C. and the guy did this on maybe 10 questions in a row. The moment where I lost it, and Frida is working today as well. I don't want to call her on the radio today because she's as tired as I am. But whenever she's on, she absolutely will back me up on this. Mike, this will go into history much like I would run in circles for ye.
I could run and around in circles for ye. Right.
Here's what this moron says behind me on this airplane. The question is something to do with some TV show. Where is CSI based? And it's like, A, Las Vegas, B, you know, New York, whatever it is. And he says, I reckon it's A. And there was just
he's saying this out loud to himself.
Yeah, and to the woman who's kind of like, you know, she's reading a magazine.
The woman who's trapped with him.
But she's like, yeah, maybe it is. And he says, well, no, because we're going to Las Vegas. And then the second time he said, I reckon it's A. And I turned to Frida, the guy's right behind me, and I said, real loud, in my loudest voice.
Oh, good.
I said, I reckon we'll be in Las Vegas in about an hour. I reckon we'll have a great time there. I reckon that's where CSI is filmed. That's what I reckon. I feel just the nails in my arm. She says, shut up.
Kill him.
Like, doesn't this guy annoy anybody else? I reckon that Joey sure is funny. Dummy, idiot, dummy.
Were you able to have any kind of direct confrontation besides that?
No, and I wanted it up. Here's the thing.
When you're getting up, did you get a good look at him? When
yeah,
you
at one point, and now I'm waiting, because I've even done the thing that guy's so, like I said, just stupidly happy
right.
that I've turned around and given him my best, hey, shut up. I mean, he's directly behind me. I've turned around in the seat and looked at him, but his eyes would not meet mine because his eyes were staring at whatever the America West
trivia
challenge was. So I'm waiting to get to eyeball the guy because what I want to do is I just want to say, listen, pal, I'm glad you're happy on the flight, but 7 o'clock in the freaking morning, just shut up. The guy finally gets up.
I reckon you're upset with me.
At the end of the flight, the guy gets up. What's he got? He's got a giant shirt. Incidentally, he's one of these guys. Sir, you're an XL. Your days of mediums are long gone. I speak from experience, okay? An XL T-shirt on a medium T-shirt on an XL body don't look good.
Not good.
So he's got the medium T-shirt on the XL body, mm-hmm. but as he gets up to walk by, I immediately said, oh, God, he's a load. Look at this guy. But he turns around. What does it say on the front? Big American flag, 9/11. Proud to be an American.
Oh, so you can't rip that off his body.
So I can't say to the guy, hey, you know, shut up, because the guy's like a walking poster for you.
You can't say, hey, sit down, Mr. 9/11.
Yeah, absolutely.
That size fits everyone.
Yes, absolutely.
God.
But that was just the beginning. I mean, and also I had, this is something that, it's just me, and it really started our entire trip to Las Vegas on a bad note, and I apologized to my wife. I got a car a couple of weeks ago. I got a new car, and I'm excited to drive this car. I got a new Escalade. I'm excited to drive it. Well, I got in the car at 4 o'clock on Saturday morning to go to the airport.
Fly. No wonder you're sleep deprived. Your schedule's a little, you went basically 4 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Right. So,
wow.
So anyway, we're in the car, and I get in the car, and it says, unrecognized driver. And I put my key in. And it's like the engine goes, shuts off. Now, it's not a dead battery.
No.
I know it's not a dead battery.
It's the computer policing you.
Yeah, right. So I said to Frida, listen, I got to figure out what's going on with this car. She said, oh, just leave it. You know, worry about it when you get back. I said, when do we get back? I said, now this is why. I said, you know, we're going to get back at midnight on Sunday night. I said, I don't want to be sitting outside worrying about my car at midnight. She said, well, what are we going to do? Miss the plane? Just leave the car. So we took her car to the airport, and suffice it to say, just because it's the kind of dork I am, I was in a sour mood immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I said, like the whole way to the airport, I said to Frida, what do you think is wrong with that car? Do you think I should call? Do you think I should call the dealership? It's five. She says, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I said, maybe I can just leave a message for the guy. She said, and what's the guy going to do? Where are the keys? I said, in my pocket. She said, so what? The guy's just going to come out to the house? And what if it's just a dead battery? But anyway, this was what was paramount on my mind. Because I am a mental case. Because my brother's getting married, and we're going out there at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I don't know anything about any of this.
And you're about to meet Happy Man.
Yeah. So the fact that I was reacting to this guy was in part because I had this thing with my car, and incidentally, right, easily solved when we finally did arrive home this morning at 5:30. The first thing I did before I went to go to bed was,
right,
I pushed my car out of the garage so I could get the OnStar button going and press that and said, hey, what's happening? And they said, oh, when you got in the car, whatever, you pressed whatever button, you know, with your big fat ass, you must have pushed against the button.
Reset everything.
That reset everything.
Oh, dear.
All you had to do was press the reset button. And so, like, all weekend, I was going crazy about this, obsessing. You know, even, like, right after the wedding, when I was at my most happy, Frida said to me, it's really nice, Jimmy's so happy you're here. I said, I'm happy to be here. I love him so much. Yeah. I said, God, I really wish my car was okay, though.
Yeah.
You know, because that's just the kind of jerk face I am.
So it set the tone.
And I say to Frida, as the plane lands, I said, now I'm going to put this all behind me. He said, I don't care about the guy talking on the plane. I don't care if the car's broken. We're here for Jimmy. My wife's never been to Las Vegas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Said, we got a break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Monday night at 7, it's Maryland Terps coach Gary Williams. Gary Williams, live from the Green Turtle in Laurel, only on 106.7 WJFK.
Esurance, where car insurance is as easy as quote by print. Visit Esurance at esurance.com.
People in line at the video store, there's a better way to rent movies.
Don't listen to him!
He's trying to steal our place in line!
I'm serious here. At Netflix, you can rent as many movies as you want for only $17.99 a month.
Yeah, what kind of movies?
Over 25,000 titles, including all the new releases, not faded ones about chimpanzees running hotels in the 70s.
$17.99 a month? That's less than I spend on late fees!
With Netflix, there are no late fees. Just make a list of all the movies you want to see, and in about one business day, you'll get three DVDs.
What, from my computer?
No, disgruntled one. With Netflix, you rent and return your DVDs by mail.
What are you, with a stamp company?
You know, I'm kind of hoping that your cynicism stems only from your video store experience and not from your whole life in general. You get prepaid self-addressed envelopes. Send them back as you watch them, and another one on your list will be sent to you automatically.
You mean we can quit standing in line?
Unless for some reason you enjoy standing in line. I can't believe you guys have to think about that.
There's a better way. Netflix.com. I know you've been our company's dial-up connection for years, but I have to let you go. Well, we're replacing you with Verizon Business DSL. It's a business decision. Because when we're online, you tie up the phone. No, that's not all. We're always waiting for downloads, which brings me to your speed. What about it? I'm afraid you don't have any.
More businesses are letting their dial-up connections go and getting Verizon Business DSL. It's faster than dial-up, eliminates waiting, you can work online and talk at the same time. All for close to what you pay for dial-up, as low as $31.95 a month with the purchase of Verizon Freedom for Business. Plus, get 2 months free after rebate when you sign up. Just call 1-888-408-8DSL for the best value in broadband.
It's time to move on. Yeah, sure, you can keep your mouse.
Call 1-888-408-8DSL today. Verizon.
For DC customers only, DSL requires 1 year contract. Early cancellation fees apply. Speed not guaranteed. Service not available in all areas. Rebate offer ends 3/31/05. Other terms and restrictions apply.
Sex is important in every relationship. For over 15 years, Boston Medical Group has helped men restore their sexual confidence. Their files are filled with over 500,000 success stories. Here's one of them.
Both my girlfriend and I knew I had to fix my problem before things got worse. But I was concerned about privacy. I didn't want anyone to know, and I certainly didn't want to explain my problem to a bunch of nurses. So I finally called, and they said that I would have my own private waiting room. I didn't know it was going to be that private. I was so relieved after I saw the doctor. He's the only person who knows why I'm having the best sex of my life.
If you suffer from premature ejaculation or an erection problem, the board-certified physicians at the Boston Medical Group can help. Their personalized treatment is guaranteed to work regardless of age or causes. Your strength and duration will increase from just one visit. And with private waiting rooms and prescriptions filled on site, your privacy is Boston Medical Group's first concern. Call 866-SEX-4-LIFE for a clinic near you. That's 866-SEX-4-LIFE. Call today. Perform tonight. Call 866-SEX-4-LIFE or visit bostonmedicalgroup.com.
Tonight, it's the return of cable's most talked about show, Growing Up Gotti, followed by the new real-life series, Caesars 24-7.
Sometimes people hook up at the table.
What happens in Vegas now ends up on A&E. It all starts at 9 with Growing Up Gotti.
You really don't see anything wrong with this.
With all the love of last season.
Did my ex-husband send you here to just drive me crazy?
Plus twice the Gotti gab. Then stay tuned for the new A&E real-life series, Caesars 24-7, and all access behind-the-scenes pass to Sin City's hottest casino, Caesar's Palace.
I just won $1 million! Holy!
Where people go to play the games and play the field.
I met her 10 minutes ago. Hey, we're in Vegas. It's a party town.
A typical day at Caesar's is anything but typical.
When they do have fights, they're generally between intoxicated persons.
It all starts tonight with the new season of Growing Up Gotti at 9, followed by the new real-life series, Caesar's 24-7 at 10, only on A&E.
Do you want a great job with benefits? Would you like to be an important part of America's Homeland Security Program? The U.S. Transportation Security Administration is now hiring full-time and part-time security screeners for Washington Dulles International Airport. Please join them for a career fair on Thursday, January 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the North Hall of the Dulles Expo and Conference Center located at 4368 Chantilly Center. For directions, call 703-766-1304. That's 703-766-1304. Women, senior citizens, and minorities are urged to apply. To apply online, go to tsacareers.recruitsoft.com. That's tsacareers.recruitsoft.com. Or call 1-800-887-1895. That's 1-800-887-1895. And don't forget to visit them on January 13th at the Dulles Expo Center from 3 to 7 p.m. The TSA is an equal opportunity employer.
When people think about the McDonald's Big Mac, they may think about its catchy jingle. What they probably don't think about is the Big Mac's 30 grams of fat. Hi, this is Jared for Subway Restaurants, and I used to eat Big Macs, something I don't like to think about either. What I do like to think about and still love to eat is Subway's delicious 6-inch sweet onion chicken teriyaki sub with only 6 grams of fat. It's made right in front of you on fresh baked bread with sweet, tender teriyaki chicken and your choice of fresh veggies like lettuce, tomatoes, onions, pickles, peppers, and olives. It's just one of the many subs with 6 grams of fat or less you'll find at Subway Restaurants. Sure, we don't have a catchy jingle for our sweet onion chicken teriyaki sub like McDonald's does for its Big Mac, but our sweet onion chicken teriyaki sub doesn't have the fat of the McDonald's Big Mac either, and we think that fact alone is a lot more catchy. Subway. Eat fresh.
Based on McDonald's nutritional facts as of 11-16-04, Big Mac is a registered trademark of McDonald's Corporation. Subway nutritional facts based on subs without cheese or non-low-fat condiments such as mayonnaise. Subway is a registered trademark of Doctors Associates, Inc.